Hello, Vital MTB. You're watching 17 Questions with me, Danny Hart. Let's begin. Would you like it in my finest Irish accent? How many leprechauns have you seen since you got to Ireland last week? Just one, I believe. Chris, come in. He's a lovely leprechaun, so he is. What are you most particular about with your bike setup? I'm very particular about my handlebar. I like a nice sweep. I don't like a handlebar too straight. My levers and my grips and everything, all of my contact points have to be really good for me. That's the one thing that I'll take a 4mm or a 5mm to the handlebars and put everything right after the mechanic set it up. Hopefully though, the mechanic's got it right first time. Who's winning the first World Cup in Fort William this year? I would love to say myself. I've tried many, many a times, so it's not through lack of trying, but I'm going to say myself. Full of confidence, new bicycle, new team behind me, supportive team, and we're going to be there swinging off this GT Fury. And me. What is your favourite World Cup track and why? Ever. It's my favourite World Cup track ever. I really enjoyed Chomperi. Steep, gravity, orientated. I also enjoyed Hafjell in Norway and Meribel. Three brilliant tracks. If I had to say one, I would probably say Chomperi for obvious reasons. Question number five. Which would you rather win, World Champs or World Cup overall? Well, it's got to be World Champs. If you ask me that right now, I've already won two World Champs, so the World Cup overall is a big goal of mine. I've been on the podium many times, fought Aaron for the title, decided the World Cup overall one time for Amory and Loic. So yeah, for me, now a World Cup overall title would be probably more important than World Champs. However, we are going back to Chomperi very soon for World Champs, and a three-peat of a World Champs would be good, especially at Chomperi. Who would win in a wrestling match, Chris Cumming or your new manager, Mark? Well, Chris is a bit of a string bean and I reckon he could wrap Mark up no problem. Yesterday we were doing shuttles and I thought I would have had a better answer for you for that. It was very close to a wrestle, I believe. Tell us how you are able to sit down with balls that big after your winning World Champs run in Chomperi 2011. Original, John. Original. If I haven't heard that one time and time again. What was your first mountain bike ride? Well, at the minute, I'm freezing my little balls off right here, so they're not so big at the minute. They've almost crawled up inside, along with everything else. What was your first mountain bike ride? I remember I had a Univega. I don't remember what model it was. It had some Z1 drop-offs, some white halo wheels on it. I remember my friend who owns Pedalers now in Redcar, Greg Winspear, and Adrian, they used to own Gisborough Cycles, and I think this bike was just in the roof there, and they just knocked it up for me, and yeah, that was my first bike. My second downhill bike is a funny story, actually, is a Dell Croxon at the time, now a Dell Pete. It was an orange Patriot because I used to be sponsored by Animal. Steve Kitchen from Animal actually sorted me that bike out. And then we got it custom painted and everything. It was really cool. I wish I still had it. Who do you hate getting beaten by at a World Cup? Nowadays, there isn't specifically one person that I hate getting beaten by, but when Josh was racing, for a while there, I used to hate getting beat by Josh because me and him have come up from juveniles and we were little kids racing together. So there was always a bit of a rivalry. So yeah, at one point it used to be Josh. Now, there isn't so much one person anymore. You've been racing downhill bikes since you were 11. How do you keep things fresh coming into each race season? I still just love riding my bike. This off season I went to New Zealand for like 3 to 4 weeks, and that's maybe one of my regrets in my career, is not going there more often. But yeah, I just love riding. It's not a job to me, you know. Even still, like, I started racing World Cups in 2008, so we're now in 2024. It's a lot of years and I still just love it. So it's definitely a job to a point now, because there's a lot more, I have a lot more going on, like houses and wife and kids and all this stuff. Yeah, it is a job, but it's also not a job. Once I throw my leg over the bike and I'm riding, I just love it. It's like the best feeling ever. Rattle off a day in the life of Danny Hart in the off season. Right now at home, we're renovating a house. I'm not actually doing it. We've got some builders in. Bullhead, downhill legend from back in the day, is renovating a house for me. So let's get up on the morning, see how they're getting on. Help Sophia get the kids ready. Got training on the morning, training afternoons, training on the evening, watt bike, skier, gym sessions. I'm making coffee at 10 o'clock for the lads and half 12, keeping them builders hydrated. This off season has been quite stressful, trying to get everything sorted out, but we're there now. So we're back to some sort of normality with preparation and training hard and getting a lot of downhill runs in. Have you listened to the Vital Inside Line podcast yet? I have actually. I've listened to quite a few. Really enjoy them. I can't tell you off the top of my head whose I've listened to, but yeah, I do enjoy a good podcast. My favourite podcast is probably Pulp MX for long drives. 4.5-hour podcast. Makes a drive go in no time. Tell us something about Adam Brayton that he wouldn't want us to know. Adam Brayton has many, many an eBay account, and I don't know any of the usernames. he'll sell sand to the Arabs, that boy. Yeah. If you could race a World Cup anywhere in the world, where would it be? People would maybe expect me to say like Whistler or somewhere like that, but not so much Whistler, because Whistler's been like a destination I go after my season. I haven't been for a few years now, but I love going there on like a holiday basis. So if they put a World Cup there, I probably wouldn't like it. That's the same for like Leger and the Porte du Soleil. Like when I was a kid, that was our summer holiday every year. So when I go there now for a World Cup, it's like, oh, this is just not the same anymore. But New Zealand would be a pretty cool World Cup. Good weather. We could go early in the season for good weather. Yeah, Queenstown would be cool. Some good, like Coronet Peak would be awesome for a World Cup. I need to read more on the message. My hands are freezing. Tell us about your new team for 2024. So, my new team, Continental GT Racing, will be riding GT bicycles. We'll have Continental wrapped around DT Swiss rims. Yeah, I'm excited. It's a team, like a family orientated team. The vibe's always really good. I'm super excited to get going. Bike's good. You know, I haven't had a long time on it. I've been trying to put lots of laps in since I've got the bike, and I've been racking them up. So the bike's going well. And yeah, I'm just super excited to get going. It's gone from 15 to 17. Wouldn't you rather be out exploring for leprechauns and drinking Guinness right now than answering these dumb questions? Yeah, you're quite right. I wouldn't mind Guinness. I'm going to go pack my van, jump on the ferry and head home to my family. Thank you for listening to my edition of 17 Questions with Vital MTB. See you in Fort William at the first World Cup.